It's true that there's a great deal of talk about migraine and a great deal of confusion between a genuine migraine, which is a definite clinical condition and a very severely debilitating condition too, and the headache. A headache that can be caused by a thousand and one things. The morning after the night before, too much indulgence in rich food, eye strain, overwork. Or a headache can, of course, be a sign that something else is quite seriously wrong. A persistent headache should never be ignored. There's usually a cause for it. And people who do get headaches regularly ought to have the cause for it investigated. It may be that they just need a slight alteration in their daily regime. It may be, as I say, that it's a sign or a symptom that something else is wrong and needs attention. But migraine itself, this is a different cup of tea altogether. We used to laugh as a society at one time about people who got the megrims, who had to go and hide away from the light, who moaned and groaned and didn't want to be talked to every so often because they had this condition. We now realise that it is a very, very severely crippling condition that affects some people in a very bad way. They get migraines very regularly. It takes various forms, usually an extremely unpleasant headache with associated symptoms. There may be flashing lights, there may be a sense of nausea, a real feeling of sickness. Bright light can be painful and unpleasant, and a number of other associated things. Where migraine is investigated and confirmed by a doctor, and again I repeat that if anybody has persistent or severely debilitating headaches, they should seek medical advice. Where it's identified, a great deal can be done now. Maybe an alteration of regime. We know that some people, for instance, are precipitate migraines by taking certain items in their diet. It's different for every individual. Women get them at varying times of the month. Again, it varies from individual to individual. There are new drugs that are being developed to help migraine sufferers. And an interesting development over the past two or three years has been the development of organisations concerned with research into migraine and the dissemination about migraine and the problems that its sufferers have to endure. The Migraine Trust is one of these. And they are always glad to hear about people who suffer from migraine. They have a newsletter, they're disseminating information, not only to the lay public, but to the press, to employers, and of course to professional workers like doctors, nurses and teachers and so on. Because the more we understand this problem, whether we are sufferers or not, the better it's going to be for those people who are sufferers. It's not very nice if you have got a condition that really knocks you out to be laughed at. To be treated as if you're soft. Believe me, I was a migraine sufferer, but it's a very rare thing now. And I know for two or three days at a time, I wanted to hide away from the world. I didn't want to be bothered. And it wasn't funny when somebody said, oh, you know, you're being childish about it, you're being hysterical, and so on. It is a debilitating condition. A lot can be done about it. And it's totally wrong that people should suffer unnecessarily. If they get these persistent headaches, migraine or otherwise, have them investigated.